Hello, this is Tofu Dave with another edition of Between the Covers on your community radio station, WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And today, I'm excited to have the musician and author of a book called Havana Blues, Havana Blues Mosaic by Elio Villafranca. Elio, how are you today?
I'm doing well, my friends. Thank you so much for having me in your show.
You know, Elio, you are from originally Havana. You live now in New York. I've read your book, and I'm so interested. You begin it with the whole thing about crossroads. And I know you play jazz. You have an illustrious background. You're in New York. And you're always, it seems, at a crossroad. Do you want to explain your concept of crossroads?
Yes. Just a minor correction. So I am originally from Pinal del Rio, San Luis. It's a small town in the province of Pinal del Rio. And then I went to Havana to continue my education on music. I spent most of my time in Havana, so it's very easy for people to think that I'm from Havana, but I was born in San Luis, in a very small town. The whole thing about the crossroads, I came about that after a lot of thinking about what has been my path in music. Growing up in Cuba and also growing up migrating here to the United States. Most of my projects have been mainly about figures, like historical figures like Cinque I'm in the process of doing something about Florentina, which is from the region of Matanzas. I'm always involved in doing something for historical moments. But in this project, Standing by the Crossroads, which was the one that triggers the book, it was more dedicated to my own path as an artist growing up in Cuba. As I said, growing up in San Luis, encountering all of this rich music from Congolese traditions, especially the tambor yuca, and then going to Havana to pursue my education of classical music, and then in Havana, discovering jazz and discovering piano and discovering everything. And then everything started colliding in one place in Havana. That was the place where everything became one thing for me. Religion, music, culture, traditions, everything collided there.
Yeah, and I was really interested in reading your book that you went from the small town where you were born to Havana. And you immerse yourself in what is really internationally famous school of the arts and music in Havana. But you felt justifiably, I think, because you got into jazz eventually. And I think everybody, all jazz musicians I know, feel hemmed in a lot by formality. And you describe the school of the arts. It seems like you got a really good education, but it was also a little bit of maybe rigidity in the teaching.
Yeah.
You want to go into that just for a minute to give people a feel for what you went through?
Absolutely.
And this is described in your book,
absolutely,
Havana Blues Mosaic, which is available on the Artist Share label, and I guess also we can buy it on Amazon. But go ahead, tell me a little bit about your education.
And also my website as well. Yeah, I mean, my training in music was really great. I was trained under a lot of Russian influences. That was the time when Russia was in Cuba. And then many of my teachers were Russians, and some others were Cubans who study under the Russian form of training in the Tchaikovsky Conservatory. The rigidity in the education was basically based on classical music. Their way of teaching about classical music was very strict, very precise, little mistakes, very specific, I would say. More specific than the training in classical music that I see, for example, in this country, in the U.S., yeah. Would you have a lot of options to approaching music. In the Russian education, you didn't have a lot of different options. It was like Russian music. And that's how I, you know, fall in love with Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, you know, all these great Russian composers, Stravinsky.
But also some of that music is so important for your cultural education, right? That
absolutely, yeah.
Like, I mean, a lot of people here don't get that. And I think they're missing something. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I would not change it. I mean, rigidity gave me, I'm sorry, my Spanish sometimes get me tricky. It gave me discipline. And the same discipline that I had to learn classical music is the same discipline that I apply to learning jazz, for example. And you know, I create a habit of putting like a long hours in the piano to learn and to develop my technique. And the same thing when I fall in love with jazz, I was doing exactly the same thing. I put in a lot of hours in the piano, listening to musicians and developing the technique in jazz, which is very different. It's a very different language.
Yeah, a lot of it comes from inside, not from outside.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And but even that, if come from inside, you might think like it's something that is something that comes from inside, like nobody can tell anything, like nobody can really say anything, but there is vocabulary on that. Like, I remember when I first came to America, I learned my most important lesson was not through a teacher, was through my piano tuner.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he didn't give me a class. And it's not like he taught me a lesson or anything like that. He was just basically tuning the piano. And at the end of the tuning of the piano, he started playing the instrument. And I was in shock, like how his knowledge on vocabulary. And I thought like he was a piano, like a professional piano player. And I asked him, are you a professional piano player? And it's like, he said, no, I'm just a piano tuner. And then I realized right there that the vocabulary in jazz had nothing to do with technique or anything. It has to do with culture. And that's when I realized, man, I'm happy to be in this country. And I start to absorbing culture in a very different way, because I thought that it was all about technique, but it wasn't.
I love that. I love that story, because also I think, again, my opinion, when we go through life, we need to be open to learning from everybody we meet. And sometimes you'll find knowledge in people and places you might not expect. And if you're not open to that, you're going to limit yourself in life.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I want to get to something else. I want to get back to your book in a minute. We're getting close to the end of Between the Covers here, our community radio literature show. Again, this is Elio Villafranca. He's got a website, eliovillafranca.com, his book, Havana Blues Mosaic. But Elio, I also want to ask you, what are you working on now in terms of your music? What are you moving on to? You have a new project in the work?
I have a few new projects in the work. I have one project that I think I'm hoping to release next year. This one is entitled Don't Change My Name. And once again, I went back again to my favorite topic, which is talk about historical figures or figures that really impacted my life or historical moment that impacted my life. This one is about a girl who was brought to Cuba as was enslaved in Africa, was brought to Cuba by force. And then she was living in the region of Matanzas. And she was 15 years of age when she was brought to Cuba. And she became like a leader in the Arara community. And the reason why the piece is called Don't Change My Name is because she was named three times. One time when she was living in the region of Nigeria, her name was Tolonyo. Then when she was married to the king in Dahomey, and her name was Natege. And then that's when she was captured and brought to Cuba as a slave, and then her name became Florentina. So, yeah. And that's the reason why I call this piece Don't Change My Name. And it speaks about all these three phases of Florentina's life. And then beautiful. The other way that I'm working is I did recently a concert at Jazz and Lincoln Center named Tres Aguas with the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra and Winton Marsalis. And I'm hoping to also record that project as well.
Beautiful. Well, we've got to wrap it up. Elio, it's been wonderful talking to you again. Your book, Havana Blues Mosaic, ElioVillafranca.com, Amazon, look for his music. I listened to it. It's really great. And at the end of your book, you talk about life in Cuba, coming to the U.S., the Corrida de Toros, the bullfights that you saw. And you said, keep the eyes on the bull.
Yeah.
Or as we say here, keep the eyes on the ball. So, Elio, it's a pleasure talking to you. If any of my friends go up to New York City, I'm going to definitely tell them, look and see where you're playing and encourage them to read your wonderful personalized book. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so very much. I'm very happy to be here. And once again, thank you so much for the interest in the book. And yeah, let's keep in touch.
Okay, again, this has been Tofu Dave with another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie on your community radio station, Chapel Hill at Carborough, 103.5, on your FM dial or on the internet.